The Trump administration has been working on a proposal to solve the seemingly endless conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. The president has called it the deal of the century. But some experts are skeptical that the peace plan will ever see the light of day. Others think it's a terrible idea that's dead on arrival. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Donald Trump wouldn't be the first American president to try to secure an enduring Middle East peace deal. But he is the first in many years who appears to have given up on the goal of Palestinian statehood. Even so, the administration says this is a good deal for the Palestinians. On her last day at the United Nations, Trump's ambassador, Nikki Haley, had this to say.
Both sides would benefit greatly from a peace agreement. But the Palestinians would benefit more. And the Israelis would risk more.
The deal of the century is the brainchild of Trump's son-in-law/advisor Jared Kushner. For 2 years, Kushner has mostly been tight-lipped about what's in it. But late last week, he offered some hints during a talk in Washington, referring to the plan as an in-depth operational
document that shows what we think is possible and how the people could live together, how security could work, how interaction can work, and really how do you try to form the outline of what a brighter future could be.
Kushner doesn't talk about a two-state solution. He says the Trump administration wants to take a new approach, and soon. The Kushner plan is reportedly going to be unveiled in June, after the Holy Islamic month of Ramadan. Back in the Holy Land itself, there was another reminder of just how far from peace Israel and the Palestinians are right now. Over the weekend, fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip killed at least 25 Palestinians and 4 Israelis. Negotiations between Israeli and Palestinian diplomats have been on hold for many months. Hussein Ibish with the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington says the Trump administration has helped poison the atmosphere, starting with moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, cutting off funding for the Palestinians, and ending dialogue with their leaders. Now, Ibish says Kushner and his advisors are offering the Palestinians much less than what they've been seeking for decades.
They're treating the Palestinian National Movement as a bankrupt real estate venture to be liquidated at political pennies on the national dollar, and therefore they're not going to get the big things they want, like independence, freedom, statehood, citizenship, anything like that. What they can have is an economic incentive package, and they will be told that their lives will improve as long as you don't mind living without rights and citizenship and a vote and all that stuff.
Kushner is reportedly depending on Arab Gulf states, including the Saudis, to finance the U.S. peace plan and provide economic aid to the Palestinians. Ibish says that's a fantasy.
There's every indication that Saudi Arabia is not going to pay for this, and more, that they're not going to even diplomatically push this because they are sure that it's a failed and a losing proposition that won't go anywhere.
It's just hard, given this administration's track record, to see any way in which this succeeds.
Michael Koplow is with the Israel Policy Forum in Washington.
This White House believes that land for peace has not worked. They tend to view the Palestinians as not being great partners, and they tend to accept Israel's most maximalist demands regarding security.
Koplow says Trump is popular with Israelis, especially those on the political right, and the president's vision seems to be in sync with Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli prime minister has talked about giving the Palestinians control over parts of the West Bank, but something much less than an independent state. But Koplow says few Israelis are enthusiastic about the Trump-Kushner peace plan.
You've had this funny scene in the last few months where a lot of the folks on the Israeli right have said, thank you, President Trump, we appreciate what you've done for us, but we don't want to see any peace plan from you. We're not interested.
Koplow says that's because those Israelis are in no mood to compromise with the Palestinians, which is something Kushner has said would need to happen. But some experts still doubt this deal of the century will ever see the light of day. Numerous deadlines for releasing it have come and gone, and maybe that's not such a bad thing, says Robert Satloff of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. At this point, Satloff says, President Trump needs to ask Jared Kushner one simple question about his peace plan.
Answer me truthfully. Is it a winner? If not, let's focus on something else.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.